can never have too many selection headaches, because you know I've been in a job where you know you've come across a lot of injuries and suspensions, and you haven't got them headaches, so you kind of relish them. And as long as the squad and the individuals are behind each other, you know you'll get the best out of them, and that's my job to do that. So to have some, you know, real good options and real good players to choose from, you know, it's fantastic.
I wouldn't dream of picking your team, but in theory, if BT and Jeffers were to play together at any stage, would that give a boost not just to the players but to the supporters as well? Would that have an impact, do you think?
You'd like to think so. You know, you're talking about two quality players, two ex-internationals, two lads who have gone for multi-million pound moves. So to have them at Accrington for a start is fantastic. You know, if you can get them on the pitch together, it's a bonus. And, you know, if they can both go and link up and score goals and get the club moving forward, you know, it's even better. So, you know, they're very good pros in what they do. You know, they're still both really hungry, and, you know, they want to be here for a start, and they want to, you know, be here for the cause. And so if they, you know, if we can get the goals out of them and get the results while they're on the pitch, you know, the bonus.
And does it work the other way as well? Will opponents kind of focus on those players because of their names, and you might perhaps get another couple to slip under the radar?
Yeah, you think so. It's only natural. You know, I think you've seen a number of times this year with James Beattie, you know, people raise the game, and yeah, he's accustomed to that over the years. It's not only in this league, but while he was in the Premier League, people used to raise the game, you know, so it's not an issue for the lad. And, you know, like you've seen, there's a couple of other lads who kind of pick up the pieces and you know, take the spoils, which is part of football. You know, it's not an individual game, it's a team game. So that, you know, like you said, that the two lads you've mentioned, especially, you know, they know how to raise the game and they know how to take the game to players, especially if you know, if they want to make it a game. So